Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
It's not in the oath of office or anywhere in the official presidential job description, not even in the fine print of obligations for former presidents. But maybe it ought to be.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is expected to travel to North Korea within days to win the release of an American held prisoner there.
Chances are, in our era anyway, presidential retirement plans will be disrupted at some point. And as a former president, you will be called away to Pyongyang.
We're talking about North Korea, the fact that Bill Clinton is now over there trying to negotiate the release of the two journalists.
As a former president in 2009, Bill Clinton met directly with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il to negotiate the release of journalists Laura Ling and Yuna Lee. He was successful.
When we walked in through the doors, we saw standing before us President Bill Clinton.
Emotional release broadcast around the world on CNN, and with Jimmy Carter's success at releasing another American detainee held by North Korea in 2010, this has become a propaganda ritual for North Korean leaders to project political credibility by appearing on the same stage with a former U.S. president.
So we understand that a DPRK court convicted U.S. citizen Kenneth Bae for hostile acts against the DPRK and sentenced him to 15 years of compulsory labor. There is no greater priority for us than the welfare and safety of U.S. citizens abroad, and we urge the DPRK authorities to grant Mr. Bae amnesty and immediate release.
That's State Department spokesman Patrick Ventrell speaking about new detainee, 44-year-old Kenneth Bae, sentenced to 15 years of hard labor for committing hostile acts against the North Korean regime. The U.S. says it's not interested in negotiations with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who has yet to get his own former U.S. president photo op. The last high-profile American to visit Kim Jong-un is a former basketball star, Dennis Rodman, who this week tweeted for Kim Jong-un to, quote, do me a solid by freeing Bae. It's likely that former NBA champion does not match the clout of a former president. Two people who know a thing or two about this North Korean detainee diplomacy join us now. They are Yuna Lee, who, as we said, was held in a North Korean prison for 140 days in 2009, also David Straub, Associate Director of Korean Studies at Stanford and former Director of the Korean Desk at the State Department. He was one of the people who helped gain Yuna Lee's release along with former President Clinton. Straub says he's optimistic about the future for Kenneth Bae.
I've been following North Korea off and on for over 30 years and, of course, went with President Clinton to North Korea to get Yuna and Laura Ling, and I've been looking at this and trying to figure out why they do these things, and I still have not come to a conclusion. Obviously, one thing is they use it for domestic political purposes. So, in effect, President Clinton traded a photo op for Yuna and Laura's release.
And is that how you see it, Yuna?
Yeah, they need to show that some high envoy from U.S. visit and honor their leader. So when I saw the picture of President Clinton next to their former leader, Kim Jong-il, you saw Kim Jong-il had a huge smile on. And they needed somebody who its citizen, the North Korean citizen, recognized.
So this is not going to be, Dennis Rodman of the NBA who gets Mr. Bae released. It's going to have to be another former president or someone who's maybe even a senator.
That's quite possible. But, of course, they've announced that they're not inviting anyone to come and pick him up. But, of course, with the North Koreans, they say whatever they please. So I'm not terribly pessimistic. I think that eventually the North Koreans will release him. On the other hand, I'm not terribly optimistic that they're going to release him anytime soon. As in the case with Yuna and Laura, they don't like to ask directly or say directly what they want. They want our side to be in the position of making or being the demander of making the request and of suggesting what we would be willing to do to get these people back.
Yuna Lee, what do you think is going through the mind of Kenneth Bae? He's the sixth American detained in North Korea since 2009. What do you think his fears are and his sense of what the future holds?
you know, I can't read his mind, but I'm hoping that he stays strong. But in my case, it was a long waiting time in there when you're detained in a room by yourself. There's no human interaction. A day felt like a month to me. And you can't really predict what's going to happen to you. You have no news coming in. So you have to just read every move or any words that you can pick up from the guards, to analyze your situation. I think that's what he's probably going through.
So you're in a room by yourself in a nation that at best is incomprehensible. Deciphering North Koreans, even if you're out free in Pyongyang, is nearly impossible. So that is a level of isolation that we can expect that Kenneth Bae is experiencing right now.
Yeah, that's why it's very important for us to send him some letters to convey that we have not forgotten about him. I can't express enough, stress enough that how essential, how helpful those letters were for me.
And of course, we can only rely on the North Koreans to deliver such tokens of not being forgotten. That's Yuna Lee, a journalist who was detained with Laura Ling in North Korea back in 2009. David Straub, is this a humanitarian issue, or is this a, you know, geopolitical chess game between the U.S., North Korea, and China, and others?
Well, Mr. Bae's case, from an American perspective, is of course a humanitarian issue. We don't know what, if anything, Mr. Bae did to get himself into this situation or to prompt the North Koreans to do what they've done. But the North Koreans always look at these cases of Americans that they incarcerate as political pawns. And they, as I said, probably one of their main purposes is to show how strong the regime is, how magnanimous the regime is when they finally release the person, to put North Korea in a superior position morally to the United States in the eyes of their own people.
I mean, it's almost as though one of the features of being a former president in the U.S. is that there's going to be a call from Pyongyang. Yes, David?
Well, it's gotten to look that way. But, you know, when things go on long enough, that changes the dynamic. And I get the sense from listening to what our State Department spokesman and our White House spokesman have been saying lately that there's some reluctance in the United States government to continue this practice, because where does it end? On the other hand, the United States government puts great priority on the safety of its citizens, especially those who've been unjustly imprisoned abroad.
And the sentence here is 15 years hard labor for committing hostile acts. You suggested that we don't know exactly what motivated this sentence, and we certainly don't have access to the trial. But is there anything we know about Kenneth Bae, his circumstances, his role as a shuttle for workers?
Well, all I know is what we've seen and has been reported in the media and said by his family, that he, on a number of occasions, has taken tour groups of people to visit North Korea and had a personal interest in the welfare of North Korean refugees. But we really don't know much more. Of course, the family and the U.S. government, for privacy reasons and also to try to avoid complicating the situation, have been very quiet about, you know, exactly who he is and what his connections there are.
How does the status of Kenneth Bae relate to the murkier sort of mythology of people being held since the Korean War, that sort of story that surfaces from time to time, David Straub?
Well, indeed, I think it is a mythology. I worked in government for 30 years and for much of that period had access to records about if there were any hidden Americans in North Korea. I would have seen it, I think, and I never saw anything like that. So I don't think those Korean War era prisoners exist. So there's no real connection.
And if 15 years were to go by and Kenneth Bae would still be in custody in North Korea, David Straub, would you be surprised by that?
I would be very surprised by that. The North Koreans over the past two decades have released, as far as I know, all Americans who've ever been incarcerated there, usually within a few months. This, because of the current situation in North Korea, it could take longer, but I'm optimistic that eventually he will be released, that it won't be anything like a number of years.
Yuna Lee, if you were to think, what about your experience taught you something about North Korea that was different from your understanding when you went in, what would that be?
I grew up in South Korea, and North Korea, even though we are the same Korean, North Korea was an enemy to me. And I saw from my experience, any human being, you can develop relationship as a human being. And I hope Mr. Bae is treated humanely, like North Korea did for us. Also, North Korea will have compassion and pardon him, like they did for us once more.
Yuna Lee is a journalist who was detained with Laura Lang in North Korea back in 2009. David Straub is one of the men who, along with former President Bill Clinton, flew to North Korea to negotiate Yuna Lee's release. He's the Associate Director of Korean Studies at Stanford and former Director of the Korea Desk at the U.S. State Department.